right. Hello, everybody. Hello, hello. Robbie Page here. It is Podcast Monday. Well, for you listening, it's actually Podcast Thursday for all of us recording. Hello from Argyle, Texas. We have another full, We have a full, not audience. What? Y'all help me. My brain is done.
What are you trying to say?
I don't know. I've taught a lot of classes this week.
We have a full agenda.
We have a full episode. Thank you. Okay. So we are sitting here in Argyle, Texas. We're excited. It's Valentine's week. So I have here
Melissa Jeffrion,
Danielle Perkins,
Callie Atwood.
And we're going to talk about Valentine's, girls, because for us, Valentine's is next weekend. Mm-hmm. For y'all listening to this podcast, Valentine's will be in a few days for you. And so we really want to talk about Valentine's Day. And then we have our YouTube watchers. Yay. Shout out to the girls. If you want to watch us record these podcasts, we go live on
Thursdays at 3.
On YouTube Live. And so you're more than welcome to sit and watch all the signing that we do behind the scenes.
Just search for Robbie Page. They have to be a part of your channel.
And please subscribe.
Yes, subscribe.
And then you get alerted, and it's really cool.
Yeah, so one of our YouTube watchers, was it Karen, who told us that she gets alerted when we go YouTube Live. So if you subscribe to my channel, you have a chance to win $1 million.
JK.
I hope you'll subscribe and subscribe my dog and my kids.
But yes, y'all go subscribe. Have everybody you know subscribe. My goal is to get to 1,000 subscribers. How much are we at right now?
Three hundred and something.
Yes. So, but once we get to 1,000, we can begin our reality show on YouTube. And so that was my assignment, was to get us to 1,000 subscribers. So I'm really excited about that. But so for now, we have a whole lot of girls on the other side over there watching us, chatting with us live as we are sitting here on YouTube. So, but we want to talk about Valentine's Day, girls.
Yes.
Let me just address a little bit of the month of February. I'm super passionate about it. February for me is not a red month. February for me is a blue month because I love my husband and I love my boys. And so in my inner circle, if you guys don't know about my inner circle, please go to robbiepage.com and read all about it and come join us. But I'm teaching all about men this month. And so I'm really excited about it. So if I get a little aggressive or passionate, what's the other word?
Both of those are good words.
Feisty?
Yes.
It's because this is a very raw month for me because I've spent most of my time, 31 years with Brian, screwing. If I wanted to say a cuss word, I would say effing Valentine's Day up, and I hated it. And so,
was that your sushi Valentine's Day?
That's all my Valentine's Day. No. They were stupid. Hated them.
Because that's one of my questions. What's your worst Valentine's Day?
Oh gosh. Oh geez. What do you guys think about Valentine's Day in all reality? Now go before Robbie teaching it.
I think personally I've always loved Valentine's Day, but I love themes. I love Valentine's Day. I love red and pink. I love everything about it. I think it's fun.
I love the colors.
Flowers
are
fun.
Did you treat it right?
Right? Growing up, is that what we're talking about?
Yeah. No, I'm talking about as a grown woman.
Oh, like, I'm like,
what
I've
did you expect
loved
on Valentine's Day?
Yeah, I'm talking about as a grown woman because in all reality, when we're kids, we're takers.
Oh, sure.
We get married and we're still takers.
Sure.
It's Valentine's and we're still takers.
Yeah.
Like we're takers at Christmas, we're takers at Mother's Day, we're takers at Valentine's Day, and I think it's a bunch of BS.
Well,
okay, I'm going to calm down now.
I think if it wasn't probably for you, that's how I would be, for sure.
Okay, good.
For sure.
Okay, good. So let's teach these girls about some Valentine's Day done right.
Okay.
Who wants to talk about it?
I mean, that's why we're here. We have a bunch of questions. Should we introduce ourselves? In case sure. We have some first-time listeners with
sorry,
us today.
Sorry, can you tell I'm teaching about men
it's
right
okay.
now?
It's okay. We've had a lot of content today.
Mm-hmm.
We have. If I've you're in our inner men. Circle, you're going to get to have access to all of it.
Yep.
And know well, why I today. Have an egg on the table with my husband's name on it.
Yep. So this week I taught Men 101, the mm-hmm. DNA of a Man, How God Wired Him, and then I taught the egg experiment
yes.
today. And then I've interviewed 3 men this week.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I think I need a glass of wine.
I mean, you've earned
it
for it. Sure.
Where'd your glass go?
I want to have a glass of Cabernet and I want to have sex. That's what I
want to
do.
Do you want me to go get you some glass of Cabernet?
That's the best that's Valentine's what I can help you with ever.
I can well, help you get one of those
best
two
Valentine's
things.
Day ever. Done.
Brian's just leaving the farm, so we're not throwing down right now.
I was going to say, so we need to wrap this up then.
No, we're Jay like early today.
Yeah. Y'all go home. I'll finish the podcast.
Well, I told you earlier, I was hoping you were going somewhere tonight because you look real cute.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. All dressed up with nowhere to go?
Mm-hmm.
Thanks. Y'all, I'm loving my hair. Karen is
Karen
freaking
did a great
rocking
job.
My hair.
Yes, mm-hmm. she is.
I mean, oh, yeah. So between Karen rocking my hair and my new Dyson.
I want that now. I used it the other day and I thought, I need this in my life.
I know.
It's been missing from my life.
Well, and it's also when you get all the right products. So Karen, mm-hmm. I'm 49. My hair has changed and Karen's been working with me on all the right products. But I took all my highlights out, so I'm now at my natural brown. I'm Mexican, so my hair's dark.
Mm-hmm.
It looks really dark when I took the highlights out.
I feel like you're just hitting your groove with your hair and your makeup and all the things. Like you,
hey,
just...
what they say when you turn 50, man.
You're not 50.
I will be in September.
What's the rest of that when you turn 50?
you're a completely different you when you're in your 50s.
I like, believe that.
You kind of turn this corner of, I don't really give a rat's rip what you think.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to look pretty, well, because unlike y'all,
mm-hmm.
My baby's 17 and my oldest is 24. And so I don't have kids to worry about anymore.
Right.
I get up. I have all the time that I choose to have in the morning. I don't have to make anybody breakfast, nothing. And so it's a freedom. Mm-hmm. And it's a whole different get ready and take care of yourself, and you spend a lot of time with your husband, and so don't look like a slob.
No, it's good.
Not that y'all look like a slob.
I mean, sorry. I appreciate that.
Please don't send me an email. I'm not going to read it. I was just kidding.
I didn't think you were saying we did.
No, but it is. Once you get to that, like, y'all still have ankle biters. We call them ankle biters.
My baby's going to be 3 tomorrow.
I know. Baby Noah.
Baby Yessa.
I've threatened to rename him Yessa all the time.
I know.
If he says no to me one more
Noah
time.
Noah is biblical.
I know.
He's not telling you no because of his name.
Well, truth be told, Brian Page told her that about 1.5 years ago and it's stuck in her mind.
That's right. That's why you have to carry your egg while you're having sex.
I mean, and just
tonight, Brandon's going to be, and he's just going to be like, hold on, let me call Robbie because I really need to ask her if she really meant what she said because I have my egg right here in my hand.
And following the rules have served me well.
For those of you that don't know what we're talking about with the egg, it was an experiment that I gave my inner circle today. So if you're not in the inner circle, you have no idea what I'm talking about.
And it's until the 28th of this month.
That's right. So you just have to laugh and think it's funny with us.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Or come join.
Or come join
and be
watch
part
the
of the inside joke. Yeah,
I mean, that's a good idea. Okay, so let's start this Valentine's off with what have the 4 of us sold out to when it comes to Valentine's Day? Let's share with the group.
That it's up to us to plan it. All planned up. You wrote a blog about it, actually.
I did. We should post that.
Yeah. I think that's in
it's
the schedule.
Oh, is it?
In the inner circle.
In the inner circle. Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right.
We are.
That's right.
That's what we're here for.
What was that called?
All planned up.
Oh, all right. Okay.
So that
was a good blog, though.
You taught us that years ago.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's think about it. So Mother's Day is all about you.
Mm-hmm.
Your birthday is all about you.
All about me.
Uh-huh.
So if you want to buy a $78 cake, Callie Grace, you go ahead and you do that.
Tell about your cake.
Nobody's stopping you.
I love it so much.
Okay, so I think I'm missing New York. I'm missing going to New York. I'm missing traveling.
New York. You're missing New York.
Yes.
And you're missing New York.
I am. And I am a homebody. Same. I am a homebody. Mm-hmm. I like being at home. So for me to miss somewhere and going somewhere. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So to say all that.
Because we have a damn good time.
I know. We have so much fun. Yeah. So the Milk Bar is in New York. I've never been to the Milk Bar. Robbie has. And I have always seen their Instagram ads on my Instagram. They have this phenomenal looking cake that's all confetti cake and everything. So I decided, you know what? This year for my birthday, I'm going to order one because they'll ship their cakes to you.
Tell the story about Milk Bar, though.
I don't know.
Oh, you don't?
I mean, I've never told us. I kind of know. It's like the leftover milk.
Okay, for starters, let me blow your brain. The Milk Bar is a quarter of the size of Callie's Little Biscuit.
It's tiny.
Oh, it's tiny. Yes.
In Charleston?
Yes.
The Milk Bar's smaller than that.
Oh, wow.
But her whole thing behind the Milk Bar was... how we love to drink the milk after we have cereal.
Yes.
And so her cakes are based off of the milk after we have our cereal and that flavor. So she took that and she coined that, and that's what her themes are.
That's so smart. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to order a cake for my birthday for all my friends. So
you shouldn't get a bite because you've been making fun of her.
I have not made fun of her. I have just asked her logically, would you rather spend that money on a cake or something you can wear every day?
So the other
one's a cake. So I didn't give her a hard time after that.
Why does it have to be either or on my birthday?
Right.
I mean, that's totally you go, Kelly.
So Melissa asked me the other day, oh, how much does it cost? And it's $50 for their regular size and then $115 for their large size. And so Melissa was quite shocked. And she's like,
I say that much?
Do you even like cake that much? I'm like, forget you, Melissa. It's my birthday. YOLO.
This was on Tuesday. We were like, stop stealing Callie's dreams.
I wasn't trying to. I just, if there's something else that maybe she would have liked that. Like, that would just be awesome. But if you want a cake that you can eat in 24 hours, then you do
that. I think it's just like, it's coming from like, it's from the Milk Bar. Yeah. It's like just special.
It's not the experience.
Yeah, it's like the experience.
Hold on, what do you call that? It's the...
Totally the experience.
No. It's the when you feel good about a memory. What is that called?
There's like chemically things happen to you? Happy things?
What is that called? You know, when
you're thinking about me.
No.
Are you talking about reminiscing?
No, y'all. Come on. It's like the...
She just wants to have a great birthday, dang it. So, Kelly, you buy yourself a Milk Bar cake, and I'm not going to say
Somebody on YouTube watchers.
Euphoria.
Nostalgia. Haley, I love you so much.
Another reason why you should be here.
Reminiscing.
Haley, that's another reason you're going to be a page, because you're just so wise beyond your years. Beautiful. Nostalgic. Thank you, Haley.
Yeah.
It's nostalgic.
Yeah.
Because she's never actually been there.
I've never been there. That's what I'm like, what would we call it?
But it's New York City.
But it's New York.
It's New York, and I've talked about it. And I sent you guys pictures of there when I was there.
Yes, you did.
Listen, I'm all for
you. The two of you need to go to sleep.
Have y'all seen anything? I mean, and the cake looks so fun.
I know. You showed us the picture. I'm all on board with your Milk Bar cake. I want you to get it. I hope they hear this and send you a really big one. I want Callie Gracie own that birthday.
We'll tag them on the Instagram.
Yeah, we'll tag them. That's right. So no, I love that.
You know, because I'm always like, oh, what can I do? You know.
You're super.
I like to think about
your birthday
like,
is a holiday.
Things. One time in my college days, people were like, what are you doing for your birthday? I said, all of my best friends were all getting dressed up in costume, shocker, as your favorite character from a movie, and we're going roller skating.
For your birthday?
Yes.
In college.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Danielle. And we went to a roller rink.
Danielle,
and
in college.
I had two of my girlfriends, one dressed up as Dora, and the other one dressed up as her monkey friend.
Oh my
gosh. I dressed up as Juno. Juno, like... and I was pregnant.
It just keeps getting better.
I was pregnant on the roller rink.
Oh my god!
Keep in mind, this was in college.
I was. I mean, just all
but you're
the things.
So festive like yes. that. Yeah.
She always has her birthday planned out.
Yeah. So I'm just like, what? Why? What?
Callie, you're
can
the only one that's like, okay. So on my birthday, we're going to meet for brunch at 8:30 a.m. Mm-hmm, yeah. in Dallas at this place that I found mm-hmm. on Instagram, and then the bloggers all go there, mm-hmm. and then we're going to go shopping at this little boutique on Main Street in downtown Dallas because.
But how
I took
how
there.
Am I when we go on trips?
You do. You're the planner.
You're the finder.
You
I'm
find
like,
all
let
the
me
things.
Find all the fun places.
True.
Yeah.
So thank you for making us all fun.
Thank you,
you're welcome. Yes.
Thank you. That brings up my bitterness about canceling our Drop the Pin to New York
City. Hey, you wouldn't know
it's
about
not
the
forever.
Wait.
It's gonna,
no, not Shake. What's the other place?
It's going to be for a
the
while.
The Sugar Place. Remember where we went to in Chicago?
Sugar Factory?
Yes.
No, the Sugar.
Dylan's Candy Bar.
No.
Oh!
The Sugar Factory.
Yes. Was you it would, the Sugar Factory?
You wouldn't
no.
know about
Sugar
that.
Sugar Shack?
Sugar Shack.
No.
It was way down. It was by that hotel.
Yeah, remember? It was like we had this time between flights.
Yeah.
And you were like, where can we go? Where can we go? I was like, hold on. Let me find a place.
That's right. That's right.
And Robbie goes, I don't know. And I have to tell Robbie if it's... I said, okay, wait, let me show you how fun it is. A, show
her the pictures.
Show her visuals. She's a visual person.
That's true.
And look, it's right around the corner. A... Or B, you can get there very quickly. It's not, so.
There's not a line.
Yeah, there's not a line. So one, you see all the pretty things.
That's true. That's
what so chalks true. To your eye.
Yes.
And then D, you can get there fast.
And then I'm like, let's try
and
it.
And then, okay. And so we went and it was great.
All the really cool places we've seen in Chicago and New York City because of you.
A fact. Mm-hmm.
No
mean,
doubt.
I wouldn't take that much credit.
No, for real. Thanks, all our Drop the Pins, all thanks, of that. Guys. Now granted, New York City, you and Danielle rocked that trip. But
it's
for the most part,
one.
Yeah,
you're all the fun.
Thanks.
Thanks, guys.
My 50th birthday. I hope the country sorts some stuff out in September. I want to go to Napa.
Yes.
I want. Here's my vision. I want to rent... Probably Visa Tui, maybe. Or our little old guy.
Yeah.
He's Pistone.
So, yeah. He's so cute. And then just invite my friends. And if they want to come, they come. Everything's on their own, lodging, all the stuff. But we will host the party. That's what I have in my brain.
I love it.
If love America that. Doesn't sort their freaking selves out, I'll do it in the Texas Hill Country.
Especially California.
Especially Cali.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'll do it in the Texas Hill Country.
Yeah.
And if that doesn't work, I have a third
we
backup.
We have lots of backup plans.
I love all the backups.
We're mm-hmm. going to go out to the wineries by the lighthouse.
I love it.
Perfect. I got a here. Bottom line is we're having a party
we're
for my 50th.
I mean, done and done.
For your 50th.
Done
bottom
done.
Line is I'm drinking cab all day. No, I'll drink Sauvignon Blanc with Haley.
I was going to say, when are we starting to drink? I need
tomorrow.
To plan for this.
No, I'm just kidding.
Is this something that we need to
this
practice?
This is in September.
Like a sport?
No,
like,
you're
I start
always
day
sober
drinking
driver.
Now? Oh, okay. So don't worry about it.
No, you'll be sober.
You'll have two drinks the whole day.
It's you all right. hold my
listen,
wine.
Listen, it's
more
even
than
worse when
wine.
I know I'm responsible to drive a car. Her car, when I have to drive her car, it sips. That's it.
I don't think there's an S. You had a sip of your meal.
To very little ones, because I thought.
That's true. She sure sip. Did.
I'm in charge of this vehicle.
Yeah.
It'd be bad.
You're always designated driver. And note for those of you that don't know us, we don't all drink that much.
No.
But if we've had two glasses of wine, none of us are going to drink. So Samantha.
Drive.
Mm-hmm. Drive.
Yeah.
What'd I say?
Drink.
Oh, so if we've had two glasses of wine or a bottle, mm-hmm. we're not going to drive. So Melissa, I said Samantha. Melissa drinks a sip.
Yeah, just sip-a. Singular.
And so... it's a waste of time.
Sobriety,
to
really.
Not have, it is.
You were going to say wine.
It is. I mean, I'd rather buy you a necklace than a glass of wine.
I mean, true. I don't know what that is. Like, I try real hard to drink the whole thing. But I just can't. Like, I'll drink water, Dr. But I really like my meals, though. Like, I can drink mm-hmm. a whole meal. Or if we went to Media or whatever and I had something that was kind of like a meal. Mm-hmm. I drink the whole thing. I like those types of drinks. But then again, I only need one. Like, I don't
me
want
too.
Two
I only
or
need
three
one glass.
Or whatever. So anyways.
Nope.
One glass. I'm a one glass
listen,
of wine
I'd rather
girl.
Have appetizers and dessert. I can
oh, yeah. That. Yeah. Yeah, you're a dessert person.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So far we haven't talked about Valentine's.
That's I mean, okay. We did.
We're giving people ideas. We're talking about a whole bunch of different things.
I mean, honestly, the Milk Bar, this is not sponsored, by the way.
No.
They have Valentine's Day packages on their website.
But if anybody listening from the Milk Bar knows someone in the Milk Bar, help us make Callie's dream a reality.
So I'm always thinking, you know, like last year, Chase and I did the whole sushi thing for him.
That was fun.
So I was just on Milk Bar's website and I thought you could order something fun like that if you're not going to go out.
Right.
And just say you have littles at home and you don't have anyone to watch them. What could you order?
Yeah.
That's something like out of the ordinary for you or and even your husband.
If you don't have littles, Bron and I love to stay at home.
No.
We love it.
We stayed at home last year.
I love
year.
It.
Yeah. You can, we stayed home.
Because I feel like you can go out to dinner at the same restaurant and they've doubled the price because it's Valentine's. I'm like,
sure.
That steak was not $97 last
I don't
week.
Remember the last
and
time
so
we
packed.
Went out.
We
it's
I was so literally trying, I don't, re- I remember last Valentine's Day, I don't remember, what was that, 220? I don't remember the year before that. The year.
Because Noah.
The 2018 Valentine's Day, I had just had Noah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, because you taught me, I ordered Gloria's and I ordered it and we picked it up and we watched Top Gun because that's his favorite movie.
2019, y'all went to the wineries
at
Valley.
You went to the wineries.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
We did.
Yes.
We did.
You got the driver and he bottomed out and all of those things. Yeah.
The limo.
The limo.
Yeah. Oh, you didn't go with us.
We weren't there.
No.
Both of y'all?
I've never been to the winery.
Chase was gone.
Chase was at, he was
Let's
gone for drill.
It.
And y'all could
have. Jared had a work it,
that big
situation.
Work thing happened with the beam.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess.
Yeah. Let's not talk about that on the podcast.
Yeah, so neither of us. Have you been in the wineries out there? Yeah, neither of us have been in the wineries.
OMG, what the heck?
That was the only time I've been.
All right, I'm going to plan a weekend.
Yes.
We should.
I'm going to plan a weekend.
That would be
Haley Baxter, let's go to the wineries. Wait, I was just going to say something about that. Oh, so I sent out a text to Reagan and Haley, Riley and Allie, and Brian was in it. And I basically said, hey, Valentine's night, why don't we do it here? I'll grill steaks and I'll have salads and I'll have wine and we can all celebrate Valentine's together.
You're so cute.
And no one responded.
They're probably like, oh.
I know. And so last night, Brian goes, so about that text about Valentine's, I said, uh-huh. And he goes, babe, they don't want to spend Valentine's with you. I was like, oh, what? And he goes, I'm sorry, the boys probably don't know how to tell you that. Haley, I know you want to spend Valentine's with me, but it's okay.
Oh, I did not get that text, she said.
Did I? Was it with you? Maybe it was just to the boys.
I think it was because you were telling,
that's
you were
right.
telling
I was
us about
say,
it.
I'm sure Haley would have responded.
Yeah, Haley
you were
would
telling
have.
Us about it, and I remember you saying, I asked my boys if.
Oh, okay. Okay, that's right. And in the text feed, I said, and Reagan, I'm including Haley, and Riley, I'm including Allie. And the only thing Allie says was, Mom, Allie's got cheer. I said, at 7 o'clock at night on a Sunday? And he was like, yeah, but if she does it, we got plans. And that's what Brian was like. Yeah, your boys are not going to want to come hang out with you on Valentine's. I thought,
you're so cute.
Right.
That's the best.
Whatever. Then y'all go spend money. I was going to pay for it.
Right? Rick is like, oh, wait, no, okay.
So, anyway.
That's cute.
All right, so let's do the questions.
Okay.
Now that we are 23 minutes in, yeah. Let's start answering questions.
Okay. Imagine a perfect Valentine's Day. Where would you go? What would you do? How would you feel? Describe it.
And no budget?
Yeah. Let's just say.
Okay.
Oh,
Lord. Everyone get ready.
What?
Hold on. You get... Oh, no. We should reverse it.
Okay, go.
Let's reverse it. You have $100 to spend.
Oh, $100. You want me to go first?
Yes.
Go okay. Ahead. So I would get steaks and some cab and chocolate covered strawberries. And I'd be here at the house.
At your house?
Mm-hmm.
Just you and Brian and...
Yeah. Obviously, my boys don't want to hang out with me on Valentine's. I just learned that.
It's
okay. I still think Haley wants to hang out with me, but, you know, she's got to go with Reagan, and I understand that, so whatever.
The right thing to do.
She's going to be like, babe, I can't hang out with you. I'm going to hang out with your mom. Yeah, that's what I would do. I kind of like the no budget one better.
I know you do.
Okay, all right. Y'all go ahead. Y'all answer.
We can do the no budget next.
Okay, okay.
I would say the same. Jared's favorite food is steak.
Uh-huh.
So I do steak. Probably like have bourbon for him.
Then
I would make cookies. His favorite is chocolate chip pecan.
Mm.
That's his favorite dessert ever.
Oh, really?
I learned chocolate at dinner the other night?
Yes.
Because the kids are super into 20 questions. So that's what we do at dinner.
That's so cute.
It's always, what's your favorite? Fill in the blank. Oh. So we just did dessert. Yeah, just at home. I think those are my favorite ones.
Yeah, we did that last year. He surprised me, and that was really good.
If I could afford a chef, insert that into my $100 so I don't have to actually cook it.
Ooh, can I go next?
That, that would go $100.
Maybe
I don't
it's someone I have like a connection with.
$100?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to believe that it is because I would totally think do about that. It.
What if it's like $100 an hour? He just made $100 an hour to come cook my steaks. And I'd be like, worth every penny.
I would do hibachi. Do you remember Samantha had a hibachi?
Oh, yeah. You think Jared would be like, yes, pay another.
He'd probably be really salty. He'd probably rather cook it himself.
I was about to say.
he is know, really good at
I
grilling.
Know that Chase would be like, you paid $100 for
both
someone
of your
to cook
love to grill.
Steak. Yes.
Yes. Yeah, that's what I would say. What about Melissa? You?
Oh. If we get to do that, no, I would hire hibachi people because Brandon loves hibachi.
He does.
That would be so fun. But do you think I could do that for $100?
I don't know. Maybe make friends with the sushi guys at Kroger. See if they want to do it.
True. Samantha had that at her house.
Yeah.
The sushi guy?
The hibachi guy.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I wonder what he cost.
Do you think that was $100 for two people, like if it was just me and Brandon?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Alone, hibachi's expensive.
Well, I got to save room for the drinks and all this stuff.
Noah, Levi, stay in your
room. Wait, what'd you say?
Stay in your room. Don't come out.
I'm not
he
paying for you.
He would eat just as much as Brandon.
I know. That's what I'm saying. I'm like, for only two people, and you have Chan Jr. and Junior.
Facts.
Right, right.
Facts. Mm. Oh, man, I really like that idea, though.
I feel like Melissa's really
good. That's
like,
a good idea. We should see how much that guy is. Let's ask Samantha.
Oh, yeah,
that
we
would
should.
Be so fun.
We could do a date night. I wonder if he'd come to the lake. We could do a date night, and we could hire him.
That'd be fun.
Mm-hmm. All right, anyway, we're on Valentine's Day. Go ahead.
I would probably go, well, I was about to say, if I only had $100 to spend, I probably couldn't get, like, the really nice steaks that we like to get at the market.
Mm-hmm.
Which you're the one who put that limit on this night.
Yeah. Yeah, you only got $100 too, sis.
You're the only one to blame right now.
I can't only go to Chili's for under $100 anymore.
I know, right?
Definitely.
I was gonna say, what is going on right now?
Definitely steaks for sure. I would probably stay at home, get steaks, Cab Franc because that's our favorite, and then do like 20 questions or something like that.
That's cute.
Just to, you know, ask each other questions and not like too serious. We like to keep it fun, or we like to play. Chase and I like to play games.
On New Year's Eve is when Brian and I ask the serious 20 questions.
Yeah.
Valentine's, it's fun. Like, what do you love that? Where do you want me to kiss you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or, like, if you had all the money in the world, where would you want to live?
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
Fun questions.
Fun questions.
That's good. Okay. What's the next question?
Okay. Describe the best Valentine's Day you ever had.
Oh, gosh. These are hard.
These are hard.
Oh, sorry, y'all.
Best Valentine's Day I've ever had.
I don't think I could. What is it? I don't.
Or the first
all
one that
of
comes
them are
to
blurring
your,
in my mind right now.
Or the,
oh,
how about
hold on,
the one that
on.
Comes to your mind first?
I know. When Brian took me to Chicago.
Aww.
Was that Valentine's Day?
Yeah, it was just him and I. That's when he bought me my David Yurman ring. Yeah, it was Valentine's anniversary.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So we for some reason we couldn't get away on our anniversary, but we went Valentine's. Mm-hmm.
Aww.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That. Oh, that was so fun. I'll never forget. We sat on Michigan. Okay, sorry.
I was like, oh gosh. Was it snowing?
It was. Oh, that's what literally I remember.
You went to the Purple Pig. Yes. Then too.
We went to the Purple Pig. We sat. That's when we sat at that restaurant that I pray to God made it through COVID. My favorite little piano bar place. Yeah.
So fun. That's a good one.
Okay, y'all.
Well, since I already told about those other ones, I mean, it was really fun when we went to Galentine's and Brandon sent me flowers.
That was, aww. Oh, okay, that might rank up there,
yes,
too.
Yes, that was fun because we stayed at the Waldorf. Brian paid for us all to stay at the Waldorf and have a fun time. And then I just started dating Brandon like a month. Mm-hmm. And he sent me flowers, and then he picked me up from the airport. So
let's do that again.
What?
Galentine's.
Yes, we need
let's
to.
Give it a couple years when y'all's kids get older. That particular year, Reagan was bobsledding.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And so it was father-son weekend.
Yes.
And he wanted to take Riley, and he wanted to go bobsled with Reagan. And he said, babe, do you mind if I go? It's over Valentine's weekend. And as usual, I was like, no.
Where can I go?
Yeah. Where can I go? I said, do you mind if I go to Chicago? And so all of us met in Chicago. Mm-hmm. That was so much fun.
That was fun.
Except for it was negative.
It was so cold. They told us not to go outside if you didn't have face coverings. That's how cold it was. It was like negative.
That's
crazy.
Yeah, it's like that.
It was
within
so
minutes.
Cold.
No joke.
Sure. The wind, and you know why it's called the Windy City,
it was
state,
insane.
Wherever it was. Cold,
but we had
fun. But yes, that was fun.
Okay, what about y'all?
I would say probably I loved our first Valentine's Day.
You did? What'd
I
you
mean
do?
I loved last year was fun. Our first Valentine's Day, Chase came and picked me up. That's when he gave me the single gold rose, because when we were 9 he gave me one red rose. Mm-hmm. And so Chase is very nostalgic. I did not know that. I did not know that we had been dating.
You just used that word because Haley said the word that reminded me that that's the word I wanted.
Yes, sure, Robbie.
Okay,
that's
okay.
Fine. We hadn't even been dating. We started dating like at the end of January. So we had only been dating a couple weeks. So he showed up. He gave me a single like gold rose. So it never dies. Then I basically planned the whole thing and I said, okay, now it's my turn to give you your present. And he was like, what? I blindfolded him and he was like, where's
oh my God,
this going?
I forgot about this.
So I blindfolded him. I said, okay, I need your keys because I'm driving your car. And he was like, what? So put him in the car and I drove to the...
Can you imagine what people thought driving next to you? Like, what's happening?
Did you see that girl? The
Should
guy is
blind.
Should we call the cops?
Oh boy.
That's funny.
And what's funny is now that I know Chase doesn't... I love surprises. Chase likes to figure things out, like clues.
Mm-hmm.
He loves to figure out clues. So the whole time we were driving there, he was like, okay, you're turning down this street, and now you're turning down this street.
Of course.
I'm like, stop!
Of course.
Stop it!
Of course, Chase.
Stop it!
Yes.
So I tried to like go this back way. Anyway, I parked, got him out of the car, and undid his blindfold, and I took him to the park that we used to play at as kids. That eventually we got engaged at, but, and, and we had, I had packed a little picnic and everything and we went and sat at the picnic tables.
So cute.
And
that's
I
cute,
gave
Kelly.
Him my card and it was just us in the middle of the night there at the park where we used to play as kids.
Did you guys make out?
He almost, which no, we actually didn't.
Oh.
Not at the park.
I like the way she acts surprised. We actually didn't.
No, not at the park.
Hold on.
But.
When he was blindfolded in the car.
This story, man, took a lot of weird turns.
As he
that's
was
as
reading,
bad as you saying she trapped me in the car and
true.
Cut me open.
I mean, that's true.
Which I'm like, okay, looking back, these are all the things Chase still does. as he was reading the card, we weren't saying I love you or anything like that, but he started tearing up while he was reading the card, and I thought, oh, okay. Are you crying?
Which shocks you because you don't cry.
Yeah, well, and he does. Like, he'll get... Yeah.
He's a words guy.
He'll get emotional like that. Yeah. So, yeah, that was...
I think all of our guys... Chase is a words guy, but I think all of our guys, the more mature they're getting and the more vulnerable and the more, like, they're walking into, it's okay to be a man. I see them tear up so much, and I love it.
Even for sure.
Talking to Jared, you could see some of in his eyes, and Brandon. It's just so sweet. I love it. I love it so much.
So that was probably my
cute.
Most...
That's cute.
Memorable.
Uh-huh. That's cute. What about you?
Well,
no pressure. Jared listens to the podcast.
I know.
I don't feel
you better
like...
better hit a home run.
I know. I don't feel like we have a standout Valentine's Day. I feel like they've all pretty much been low-key.
Last year you texted us about your cactus.
It's an aloe plant. It's very important. The whole joke is aloe you very much.
Gosh, yeah,
aloe.
I remember it was a plant.
I would definitely say that. Jared and I have the same sense of humor, and
yes,
he appreciates my love for very cheesy jokes. So he got me an aloe plant, which was so funny because he's like, okay, I'm going to turn around. So I turn around and he brings it to me, and it's obviously not what I was like expecting to see. So I'm looking at him holding this aloe, and then I read the pot and I was crying. I was laughing so hard. So that was the most clever thing he's ever given me.
Jared is like hilarious.
He is very funny.
He's so funny.
So I would probably say that one.
That's good. That's good. Yeah. Very good. You got another question? What did Haley say?
She said no, because then I'll have littles.
Okay. So let's ask that. So what do you do for your kids for Valentine's Day? Like, as a mom, how do you, what do you do?
Well, I grew up, I grew up, my mom always got us something little, so I wanted to keep doing that. And like last year, I don't remember if I always get them a little stuffy. But last year, I remember I got them those super, I don't even know what they're called. They're super squishy.
Like cuddle things.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, they're really cute.
And it had a little hearts on it. I got a puppy for Noah and a lion for Levi. And they still, like, that's Noah's puppy. He still sleeps with them. So I still get them little things. Because they just, it's just as fun. We get heart-shaped donuts and stuff.
Yes.
If I can buy a donut, I will.
Yes, true.
A donut.
That's probably for you. Yeah.
They're part of all of our family traditions.
Yeah.
I love that. We do something similar because we always got little things for Valentine's Day. So I'll get them something, like usually a shirt or something, and then a little like toy or something. Jared started his tradition a few years ago with Lucy where he brings her flowers.
Oh, that's cute.
I love when you take that picture.
He brings her flowers, and last year it came with a stuffy. So the cutest thing ever, because obviously she's in first grade, so she knows they're getting all their school Valentine's stuff ready. And she said, I'm going to get you, Daddy, and Bubs all something for Valentine's Day. I was like, okay, sis. And she said, I wonder if Daddy will bring me flowers and a stuffy again.
Oh,
and like, I mean, she remembers it.
Yep.
Yep.
It matters.
And he was, and then that was just a couple days ago. And then I think it was yesterday, he said to me, he's like, okay, I'm going to go get Lucy. And I said, that's so funny because she just brought that up.
So cute.
That's so sweet. That'll stay with her forever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What about you, Callie?
Well,
I mean, this is your first Valentine with kids. Well, I guess you could take all our wisdom.
Well, I was going to say, last Valentine's Day, I think I screenshotted that picture of Jared and Lucy and sent it to Chase. And I said, these are the things you're going to get to do with Kate.
Yes, yes.
And so when he brought me flowers last year, he had one little rose for Kate.
Aww.
And she was how old? I mean, like
months.
Months old.
Seven months old.
And so... I put a little vase in her room and I dried it and I kept it. It's now in her memory box.
Oh, that's
so
cute.
I can say this is, hey, this was the first rose that your daddy gave you on Valentine's Day.
Oh, that's cute. That's cute.
So, but no, this is our first. So this will be something, I mean, Kate will probably get her like, I'll get her a cow.
An animal.
And some kind of animal that she'll love and like a sweet treat, you know.
Leah's getting a Nerf gun.
Hey, whatever. Whatever it takes.
That's funny.
We always kind of the same. I would always get my boys. Riley loves stuffed animals. Him and my mom used to always go to Build-A-Bear, so he was a stuffed animal kid. So I would always give him some sort of really sweet stuffed animal. Same with Reagan. Reagan was more of an ornament kid, you know, like the... if Reagan brought me anything home, it was a little... We call it monito in Spanish. But it's just either it's a little an eagle or
like figurines,
figurine or like little crystal stars, stuff like that.
Sure.
So I would always get him something like that, and then I always got him candy, of course. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But as they've gotten older, it's gift cards or a shirt. Now I have Haley, so I already know what I'm gonna get Haley. So I'll still do the boy thing, and then of course now I have Haley to buy for. So
fun! I love that
little token. I was about to say, huge.
I love because I've just seen like Valentine's Day. I think it was maybe like last year. I thought, wait, when did Valentine's Day become Easter baskets?
Yeah, no, it's not.
Where it's like, the things. No. It's like all the things. Like, here's my kid's Valentine's Day basket. No. I thought, wait, hold the phone.
But you know what, though? So just from my wisdom, I mean, you guys have been with me long enough to know, but every other holiday is a trinket thing. It's a little thing. I love that my boys look forward to Christmas.
Yes.
Same. Like Christmas is the ta-ta-ta-ta.
Yes.
You know?
Right.
But Valentine's, Easter is just something. It's a little something, but Christmas.
Yeah, that's your big thing.
All bets are off.
I mean, I work all year.
But I think that's also Christmas. Like when Pinterest and became popular and then like you see just it's like gets bigger and bigger and bigger. I'm like, wait, what happened to just like the sweet little things?
Little one thing.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. No, I think Valentine's Day, you guys, is... I want to encourage all of you that are listening. We should start to wrap this up. We're 41 minutes in.
Oh.
But I think I want to encourage all of you that can hear me right now to reverse this Valentine's Day and you take authority over this day. Mm-hmm. You make the plans. You make the reservations. You grill the steaks. You set the whole precedence so that... something other than Father's Day, our men can feel special.
That's good.
Because every other day of the year, it's not about them and they're okay with it.
Yeah.
But I think when we reverse Valentine's, like I always say, nobody died and said Valentine's Day was the gospel where the men must treat the women. Hollywood has made it that way.
Right.
Or marketing or the commercials. Mm-hmm. But what if that was the one day a year that we take and we take complete ownership over, and we expect absolutely nothing, right? Because I'm not going to start preaching, but we know that it's better to give than receive. Mm-hmm. And most people don't understand that. They just like to say, yeah, that's why, whatever. But at the end of the day, that's what that means. Like, you plan it and watch their face and how excited they are, and then you realize, I really don't need anything. Because... that felt good for me to do.
Yeah, sure.
You know, like it really fulfills your soul. So, all right, let's sign off, y'all. What are we talking about next week?
Oh, we'll see.
Hey, why don't you guys let us know? Let's do another Q&A from our viewers and listeners.
Okay.
Want to? So you guys let us know. You can text us podcast topics or ask a question. Mm-hmm. Text me at 940-242-5443 and put in the subject podcast question or podcast topic. And how about next Thursday at 3 when we record, we will go over all of those.
I love it.
Y'all want to do that?
Mm-hmm. Let's do it.
That's
by that point, it'll be the day before Valentine's weekend. So if you ain't done nothing by then, you're too late.
Yep.
So, okay. Signing off from our little corner of the world. Mm-hmm. Cheers to all of you guys out there.
Melissa Jeffreon,
Danielle Perkins,
and Callie Atwood,
and Robbie Page. Thanks for joining us today. We'll catch you guys on the next podcast. Bye-bye.
Bye.